For children who live in foster care, the state of Florida has a say in even the most trivial parts of their lives. Former foster child Emmanuel Oliver from Palm Beach County remembers what it was like when he was in high school, and he wanted to see movies at the theater with his friends.
I would have to get court orders. Then you get in court orders, and you have to wait for those court orders. Then it takes forever.
So yeah. You have to, like, look at the movies for, like, a month away and decide what movie that you want.
Right, and then the movies could be out of the movie theaters because you have to wait for all that.
It's not just movies. Measures that were meant to keep kids safe ended up keeping them from going on school trips, performing in plays, and going with their families to beaches outside their counties. But that's all about to change with the law that goes into effect on July 1st.
I've heard this bill can be called many different names, from the Quality Parenting Act to the Permission to Parent Act. However, I think the right title should be the Let Kids Be Kids Bill. Yeah.
That's Florida Governor Rick Scott in front of the Capitol Thursday morning. It's one of the first bills he's signing this session, and he held a ceremony surrounded by children's advocates and foster families.
Florida's children today are leaders of tomorrow, and those in foster care should be given every opportunity that those not in foster care are given.
The bill allows Florida's more than 4,000 foster parents to make decisions that would have required state approval before. Because of the restrictions, it's estimated only 3% of 18-year-old foster children have a driver's license. But Scott says he expects that percentage to rise.
Now, I remember when my first daughter learned to drive, I wanted to get out of the car.
I think you did.
I did. But this new law will allow foster parents to teach their kids how to drive a car. I wish them a lot of luck. And prepare them for their future.
As Scott signed the bill, Victoria Jackson couldn't hold back her tears.
It's crazy that we have walked these halls, and I mean the hard work and the effort that so many of us have put into this bill, getting signed, it paid off.
Jackson is with the group Florida Youth Shine, a statewide network of former foster children who advocate to make life better for those still in the system. Jackson says it's taken 3 years to get this bill passed, and it didn't seem real until just now.
And this morning when I'm actually hearing the words and I'm looking at the folder with the markers and Rick Scott, it's humbling. It's like, wow.
Monice Jackson is another Youth Shine advocate and former foster child from Tallahassee.
And after this bill, I won't have to worry about my brothers and sisters now in care because they have the opportunity to do everything that any normal child does, going to the park or walking down the street with your best friend or can I walk to school instead of taking the bus? It's a beautiful day, but, you know, you couldn't do those things before then. And today it's just changing.
Senator Nancy Dietert, a Republican from Venice, sponsored the bill. She says the best ideas come from the bottom, not the top. She gives credit to advocates from the Guardian Ad Litem program and Youth Shine.
You don't want the words foster care stamped on your head. You don't want to be a foster care kid. You just want to be a regular kid, and this bill will help you do that.
Now you're going to make me cry.
That's the bill's House sponsor, Representative Ben Albritton, a Republican from Bartow.
Kids in the foster care system, not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Today is the beginning of a new day. It's the beginning of a new freedom and a new opportunity for kids to be able to live their lives to the maximum.
Florida has almost 8,000 children living as wards of the state in the foster care system. More than 5,500 are living with foster parents. And Florida First Lady Ann Scott hopes to see more.
The sacrifices foster parents make are great, but the rewards are even greater. And I encourage more Floridians to consider sharing their homes and their hearts with children in need.
Information on the foster care system can be found online at fosteringflorida.com. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.